He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put. Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
On the way here today, wasn't it nice? That sun was shining. I love the sun.
Yes.
This brings me up.
It was beautiful, beautiful day. But the nicest thing was that I was sitting beside you in the car.
Sitting beside me. Now, what's so nice about that? You know what? You're the worst backseat driver I've ever seen in my life.
Well, what does a red light mean? Red light means stop, and you're going. I have to tell you to stop.
A cop stopped me once and said, the reason that you're so hyper as a driver is because you're an athlete, and you like to run fast, and you're full of energy.
Yes.
And I said, yeah, I know. It's like I'm at the front of a convoy waiting for everyone to catch up with me. Anyway, he said, she said, here we are. What's cooking?
What's cooking? First off, I just wanted, before we even talk about what's cooking, is the fact that I just wanted to congratulate you on your win at the WNSO, World Natural Sports Organization, winning the Masters category. And look at you.
He's glowing
over here. And also, too, winning the overall. So you beat out all those young studs.
It's not about winning, dear. It's how you play the game.
But just what overall is all the males in each category come out and they do their pose down, and then there's a winner from the winners.
Yeah, right? But the women came out too. I even beat them.
Yeah, right. So congratulations to you. Now you're going on to the Nationals in Toronto in the next month.
That's right, May 29th, the Fame Canada. I'll be speaking there. We've got a booth to promote the education program,
right?
And I'll also be competing.
Mm-hmm.
And looking forward to that because it's a challenge, it's fun, and it's a good way to go.
Right. And then you go on to Edmonton, don't you, with another federation for the Team Olympia Canada team.
Well, I would like to go to the Mr. Natural Olympia. This year it's in Las Vegas in November.
That's the only reason I want you to go, because I want to go to Las Vegas. But
that would be like a boyhood dream come true. The tryout for that is in Edmonton, you're right, September the 11th. The International Natural Bodybuilding Federation. I believe that's what it's called.
Oh, that's
so there's
great.
All these different associations and guilds and federations, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And some of them are connected, some of them are not. But
this is all natural, all tested.
Drug-free.
No drugs. And you can really tell it's drug-free. I mean, it's inevitable to
Well, there's a big difference between
a real big difference.
Biological bodybuilding and pharmaceutical bodybuilding.
Okay, so anyway, you asked me a question prior to me getting involved and blowing your horn. So what's cooking? What is cooking is I'm going to go back to basics here. Something that we've always talked about and we still talk about is the good old protein shake. We've talked about this for years, but I feel that it's important to recap on the benefits of protein shakes. Plus, today there's so many delicious flavors and products on the market that you can add to your shake to satisfy and benefit your health. So, Corey, I get asked all the time about shakes, and if you're not working out, are they necessary?
Well, what is necessary? Number one, food is necessary. So what are you going to consume? Well, protein, as, say, whey protein isolate or a good high-quality, non-damaged soy protein isolate, whatever it might be. The key is with protein and protein shakes. It's a very versatile, practical, simple way to bring protein into your body. That is essential. That is needful. Everyone needs the stuff. We're made out of it. So how are you going to get it into your body? I look at what most people eat for protein. Damaged, denatured, toxic, sodium-rich, burnt black, bacon crisp kind of protein.
And it's cheap. It's not high quality, like you said.
No. So you got to bring amino acids into the body for the brain, the blood, and the function of the body. So protein has to come in. And so the question is, how are you bringing it into the body? And I think a protein shake is an incredibly effective and reliable way to bring high-quality, clean protein into your body.
Mm-hmm. And you have to learn how to make it, too, because some people like it ice cold like we had today, and some people like a little more room temperature, some people like them super thick, and some people like them thin. So you learn over making them over a period of time is how you like to eat them.
That's right. So you've got to play around.
Drink them.
Number one, you got to get a blender.
Number one thing.
Yeah. If you don't got a blender, what planet are you living on, okay? Like the pre and a post-workout shake is absolutely critical and essential. And whether you work out or not, a breakfast shake, an evening shake before you go to bed, I can help people reduce their cravings for sugar and garbage just by getting them onto one or two protein shakes
right,
a day.
Right, exactly.
Because that's the function of protein. It satisfies.
Because a lot of people say, the people I work with, how many shakes should I have a day? Well, crepes, if you're just getting at least one in a day, that's better than nothing, right?
Yeah, and what is in the shake? You've got an oil rich in essential fatty acids. You've usually got some fresh or frozen fruit, which bring in the carotenoids and the antioxidants and the flavonoids. And the whole thing will hydrate you if you create it right. Another key issue to me is don't use the soy milk, the rice milk, the almond milk, or milk. And you don't need to replace cow's milk with another kind of nut milk, if that's how you're thinking. Use water
right. And
hydrate your body. When you find protein in nature, you'll always find water combined with it. Then we take that protein and we take the water out by cooking it. That's what happens to protein.
Right.
You lose the water.
If you notice when you cook, there's water in the pan.
Absolutely.
The pan. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's the water coming out of the
exactly.
meat.
Exactly. And the goal, like say, with cooking chicken breast, so that it's moist inside. So my rule of thumb is never eat an animal protein if it doesn't have any water inside. Because once you lose the water, you lose the ability to hydrolyze the protein.
Well, I'm going to be pretty dry.
No kidding.
But that's the trouble with pork, is you have to overcook it. You know, and I really do like pork, but we don't eat a lot of it. And it's so darn dry, no matter how I do it. It's
well, you have to cover
animal
proteins. You have to cover them and somehow seal in the moisture when you're cooking them. Otherwise, the moisture is lost through the convection cooking process.
But then we always go for the lean cut.
Yes.
Which is dry anyway. I mean, anything with the high fat, of course, like a prime rib. Oh, who doesn't love a prime rib, right? But then it's all fat. So we don't buy that.
Well, we tend.
You won't let me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who wants to eat
yummy
flesh that's loaded with saturated fat?
I hear you.
I mean, a sirloin steak at the Keg is 72% fat.
I know.
That's not a high protein food.
Ooh, you're making me hungry. Okay. Also, people always ask me, which I do know, but I'm going to ask you anyway, what products do you add to your shake? What are some of the things that can be added to a protein shake to enhance our health and to get it like a meal replacement, everything all at once?
Okay, number one,
a few of them.
Whey protein isolate. Number two, flax, borage, hemp oil, some kind of essential fatty acid rich oil with a particular emphasis on omega-3s because we get a lot of omega-6. Generally, it's damaged, but we need more omega-3s. And then in addition to that, there's creatine in the monohydrate form. There's glutamine. There is ribose. My staple foundation vitamin is vitamin C, calcium ascorbate.
We
that goes into
that.
Every single shake.
Absolutely.
1 teaspoon. That's how I get my 5, 10, 15, 20 grams of vitamin C a day by taking a teaspoon. Also, I get the calcium. And it's neutral. It's non-acidic. It's buffered, that calcium ascorbate.
There's also the lecithin.
Lecithin granules.
What else?
There's all the green mixtures out there. I like pure spirulina, the pure bee pollen right from the hive.
Yeah.
Raw honey is a wonderful pre and post
which
source
of really
energy.
Which is really nice, the raw honey added to a plain, unflavored powder.
Yeah, if you want a cleaner whey protein isolate, if you don't want any sweeteners, if you don't want any fillers, buy the pure, unflavored, plain.
That's what you had for your competition, and that was quite nice, wasn't it?
Very
nice. The kids loved it.
Yes.
So if you're not into the aspartame, sucralose, that kind of thing, then have the unflavored, plain, and then add the honey to it.
Or maple syrup.
Or maple syrup, yeah. So that's really tasty itself.
The key is you can make these things taste delicious. Think of adding a papaya with frozen strawberries and banana.
Mm-hmm.
Or how about some fresh pineapple
with
some blueberries?
Yeah.
Now, whatever protein you add adds the flavor, and then you add your creatine, your glutamine, your ribose, and whey, and these things mix and match together in a way so the texture and the taste is relative to how much water you put in the shake.
Yeah.
And so it's the art of sports nutrition is the application of the stuff that you're using based on the science.
Right. That's right. And then what I do sometimes when I'm really in a hurry, I'll make my nice, fresh, organic coffee, and then I blend the coffee with the protein powder, my chocolate protein powder. And no, it's not bad for the protein because you need to have it at a certain temperature, right? Like 180 degrees, and my coffee is not that hot.
Right. No, adding the protein into oatmeal that's warm or hot after the cooking process is ideal. Now, you can cook with protein because you can make muffins and add it to cake, flours, etc.
Yeah, because a lot of people are concerned about that. They say, oh, what about the coffee and putting the protein in? Doesn't it denature the protein?
Not any more or less.
It's not boiling hot.
Not any more or less than the actual food that you're eating. Right. In other words, if you're eating meat or muffins out of the oven, what about them without the protein?
Right.
So yeah, there's always some loss when you heat anything up. But to what degree is relative to the degree of temperature and the length of time of exposure?
Well, there's no loss when you heat me up, dear. Okay, I think we should move on.
To last month's special guest.
Oh man, Louis Pasaglia. What an awesome interview that was, huh? He's an East Van boy who made it real big. He is a mentor to many people, and I liked it when he spoke about parents giving their kids the opportunity to play many different sports and see what fits. It's like you said, testing your foot in the water to see if the temperature is right. And he also encourages athletes to continue their education, as you never know if you're going to make it into the big league. So you need to have something to fall back on.
Yeah, don't quit your day job if you want to be a pro bodybuilder.
Right. So he really touched you in many ways, didn't he, Corey?
Yeah, he got to me. As a matter of fact, during this competition process that I recently have been engaged in, he said something to me that really stood out. And he said, because I asked him this question, how do you know if you really have the potential to be a professional athlete if you're 15 in high school dreaming about it? And he said, well, stay true to yourself for the joy and the love of the sport. Play the sport because you love the sport. Now, in the playing of the sport, you will define yourself in the sport, and you will, through engagement of the sport, through playing the sport, you'll find out whether or not you actually have what it takes to continue moving forward. You know, you'll score more goals, or you'll put the ball through the hoop. You'll stand out as a player. And so I thought that was strong, because the key in life, I think, is to do it for the right reason. When it comes to playing sport.
Absolutely. So he had some wonderful advice. Thank you, Louis, for that.
That was really good. Really enjoyed that. Okay, so who is our next month's special guest?
Next month, we are blessed to have Dr. Michael Colgan, as it will be our three-year anniversary. Can you believe
it?
How time flies when you're having a good time.
Yay, SNU.
Can't believe it's been that long. Dr. Colgan always has some new and exciting pieces of information, scientific, and he usually blows our minds. So we look forward to that.
Speaking of the mind, he's into the brain these days, and he's actually speaking at the Expo West about the brain and its connection to sports nutrition.
Ooh la la. So I'm maybe, on the right track then, huh?
Yeah, I think that you should get front row and center for that one. You know?
Yeah, probably.
So I look forward to my interview with Michael and hearing what he has to say. He's in the now. He lives in the current stream of sports nutrition.
Absolutely. So he's
the man.
That's for sure.
Okay. Hot topic. What is your hot topic today?
Well, I'm finally going to discuss my philosophy of conduct. And this is something I hope one day I might write a book about, or I might lecture across the universe with this one. And it's called F Your Way to the Top. Yes, folks, F Your Way to the Top. And how I F'd my way to the top. It's not what you think. Friendly, firm, frank, fair, and fun. And in that order, too. Let me repeat that. Friendly, firm, frank, fair, and fun, fun, fun. So what do you think, Corey? Did I F my way to the top?
Well, yeah. Actually, the first thing that came to mind when you said F your way to the top was that fun part. And you saved it for the last. That is the ultimate objective of my life, is to have fun.
We write this on the board. At home, we have this whiteboard in the kitchen, and I write it down, and everybody makes a comment about it. But this is the way I look at how I conduct myself in every situation I get myself in. I try to F my way to the top, which is friendly, firm, frank, fair, and fun. Am I conducting myself in that way? And usually, I get what I want, and it comes out favorable. So first off, when I come across is friendly. You have a kind, favorable manner, not hostile, promoting the good of any person. So it's a befitting, a friend, cheerful, right? Gracious and kind. That's the way you want to come across when you first meet somebody, or if it's something that you want.
Yeah, we should come across that way with me a little more often.
Well, the opposite of friendly is antisocial, disagreeable, mean, and quarrelsome. Well, I know a lot of people like that, and I do not want to be like that. So I find that being friendly is of the utmost importance, okay? Now we've come on to firm, and don't look at me like that, Corey, the way you're looking. Okay, firm, to be firm. And now I'm not talking about physically having a hard body. I'm talking about...
What about a tomato?
Oh, well, you can have a firm tomato.
Or a papaya.
You can have a firm papaya.
Avocado?
Okay, all right already. Okay, firm is not easily excited or disturbed. So it's unchanging in purpose. You steady, constant, stable, unshaken. So not easily changed in feelings or will. So you have to stand firm on what you believe and not be shaken if somebody rattles your cage and doesn't agree with you. Right?
I was pretty firm until I looked at you for the first time. And then it was a complete meltdown.
Oh, well, that's a little different, isn't it? I tend to do that to people. Now we have frank. So it is possible to be outspoken without being rude. So it's without subtlety or evasion. Plain spoken and to the point. But that doesn't mean that you have to be rude. There's too many rude people out there in the world, and we don't want that. Just be straightforward, open, sincere, not disguised. Don't try to weave your way around and try to make the other person try to figure out what you're saying. Be frank about what's on your mind. And the opposite of frank would be to be dishonest, to be sneaky or deceitful. And that's not the way we want to conduct ourselves.
No. Well, I thought Frank was your ex-husband.
Oh, you are just going to get it when this thing stops rolling, I tell you. Then we have fair. It is so important to be fair in life. Okay? I like to say all is fair in love and war. But you know what? Both come out of a negotiation feeling satisfied and not resentful. So if it's fair, you both come out being happy. Not one gets more than the other. So it's above board, it's just, it's adequate, it's a square deal. You're both happy. If I'm going to get some money for a deal and the other person's going to get my cooking, for example.
Cooking?
They're
is that
happy.
What you're talking about?
If that makes them happy or whatever the situation is, as long as everybody's happy with what the situation is and nobody feels like they're getting ripped off, okay? Now the last one, fun is of the utmost, a source of enjoyment, amusement, or pleasure. Cheerful, gratifying, entertaining, and delightful. And the opposite of that would be melodramatic and
the
tragedy.
The number one reason why you should play sport.
Is for fun. For fun. Absolutely. Or whatever you do.
Hey, what about life? What about work? What about relationship? What about everything? Are you having fun?
Exactly. And sometimes work is not fun. Okay? Some of the times we go to a job and we really don't want to go. But, you know, we have to be blessed and say thank you that I do have a darn job in this day and age. And I can work and I'm meeting people. And attitude is everything.
That's true. But why aren't these people having fun? And it's because I think a lot of what they're doing is something that they don't really enjoy.
Exactly.
Now imagine this. Imagine making what you love to do your source of revenue. You could have fun all day long and make money. That's been my goal. That's my objective.
Well, you're doing it.
Well, it's something that someone told me that would be a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
You got to spend a third of your life working. Mm-hmm. So for me, going to work is like going to a sandbox or maybe going to the gym.
Yeah, and it doesn't come hard for you either. That's what people always say. Oh, you're so disciplined, Corey. You're so disciplined. And it's like, I'm not. You say
there's no discipline in what I do.
Doing what you love to do, right? Yeah.
When you love what you're doing, it's easy to do it.
Yeah.
You look forward to it. Having a good time.
And that's what it's all about. Fun.
Absolutely.
Try to remember, friendly, firm, frank, fair, and fun in everything that you do. If you're having an argument with your wife or your husband or your children, if you're thinking about negotiating something with them, with a school teacher, with your boss, whatever it may be, always look at effing your way to the top.
I love it. Good stuff there. Okay, and with the F word and words in mind, what is your final word?
My final word is by Mahatma Gandhi. The control of the palate is a valuable aid for the control of the